You know, as a project manager, I have to coordinate the efforts of bringing it off paper and making turning it into a reality. So part of my job is lining up contractors to do the physical work and act as a construction manager between the different contractors. I build the project schedule to ensure that we have the right opening time and follow up with progress throughout. What it means to be the project manager is I steer the ship to get this project complete.
When you're coming up with a timeline, how do you work that to determine how long it's going to take to build a ride like this?
I typically work backwards. We have to certain milestones that are typically already set for us, i.e. opening day for the following year. And then I work backwards from that. You know, what's it take for startup and testing, and figure that duration, and what's before that and figure that duration, and just continue to work it backwards throughout.
And then add a sort of percentage of leeway to allow yourself to pick, and I guess depending on how things fluctuate, if you get good weather like we did maybe in the off season, mm-hmm. the construction goes a little faster, but then gives you time for more testing, I suppose.
That's right. We any opportunity that we can find to help out with the construction of the project, we'll take full advantage of it. The weather this winter helped some. We still have a short construction duration, and this year we're opening 1 week sooner than we typically open. So a week in May is very, very critical from a construction standpoint versus, wintertime construction. So it was a fair trade.
Now, have you been involved in other projects, rides here at Cedar Point?
I have not. This is my first roller coaster build.
So what does this look like when it's all in pieces? It comes in on flat beds and sort of lays here in a parking lot, pieces by piece, and you're waiting for certain ones to come, and they just kind of put it together?
That's right. It's pretty much an oversized director set in terms of putting the ride together. Now, there's other components of the project as a whole, like the station, the photo building, the merchandise building, the marina gate entrance. So we have to tie those in all together to make it one big project.
You have to make it not only a ride, but sort of an experience, and then also customer friendly for people waiting. So there's a whole other part besides just the track and the ride that Jeff goes into this.
Absolutely. I was asked a question about who can enjoy Valraven, and everybody can, because the new midway that we created is just top notch. The paver work that you see, the masonry, the theming that went into this project, it's just fantastic. Landscaping looks great.
So they gave you this job, did you have an idea what a Valraven was?
No clue. I know now.
Just make sure all the spelling is correct.
That's
I guess.
Right.
I see a lot of guys there with the was it orange or green, bright colors? There's the construction guys. How many people, how many men and women were involved in this project?
Yeah, I would say, an overall total amount of people that passed through, I would put it around the 200 number. At peak construction, we had about 80 guys and gals out here building the project.
And do you remember when the first car rode through the track? You test this in the middle of the night. Does it have an early morning? How long ago did that take place?
That took place. It was on a Thursday a couple weeks ago. I can't remember the exact date at the moment, but that was a very interesting moment. You never know. It's a first for everything, and you never know what you are going to get, and it went very, very well.